A simple motion was put up for debate at the British Parliament on Monday. Should the government recognise the state of Palestine alongside the state of Israel as a step towards securing a negotiated two-state solution?
Britain bears a huge burden, of course, when it comes to Palestine, because it was the British that had the mandate over Palestine before the Zionists took it over. Now, pro-Palestinian activists are split about the vote today. Some say that a yes vote would give a boost to the Palestinian cause in general. Others say that all it'll do is recognise the status quo, the two-state solution, and therefore Israeli hegemony over the region.
Outside Parliament, pro-Palestinian demonstrators called for MPs to pass the symbolic motion, which pro-Israeli groups lobbied heavily against.
The traditional method of negotiations, bilateral negotiation between Israel and the PLO, as it took place in the last 17 or 18 years, failed. The new move of the Palestinian leadership and the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, towards the United Nations is a new strategy.
The international community should continue its constant pressure. We have to continue our strong political message. There will never be a military solution to this conflict, as you know. There should be always a political and diplomatic solution. So the sooner the better, and I hope this vote will be the beginning of other votes until we achieve our inalienable right in practicing our self-determination.
At the end of a six-hour debate, during which an unprecedented amount of MPs criticised Israel, and especially Israeli settlements, Parliament voted by a huge margin of 274-12 in favour of the motion. Those who voted no were die-hard pro-Israelis, while government cabinet ministers abstained. This vote will be celebrated by many pro-Palestinian activists, but it's unlikely to change much on the ground, in the short term at least. But the hope is that it'll increase the pressure on Israel to at least temper its aggressive policies. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.